This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Digest. On the bigger picture, I'm T. Xiao Ik with Juliet Jacobs and Lim Suan in the studio. Today is World Radio Day and we're celebrating it with the theme of diversity and plurilingualism. So we'll be taking a look back at some of the shows that we've done on here on the bigger picture where we've given a voice to marginalized communities to hear about their needs and challenges. And we have a pretty diverse selection ourselves. First up is actually something related to health. So we are looking at drug users. Here in Malaysia, because of our laws, drug users are treated as criminals and as a result, they are unable to seek help for their addiction. They can't receive health services or they can't even reintegrate with society. So we'll be revisiting a show from 2018 where we had a drug user speaking about how they need to be supported, not stigmatized.
Yes, and in our second story, again, of course, the focus of World Radio Day is on diversity and plurilingualism. So we're going to look back at two different stories about local indigenous communities in Malaysia, and we're going to hear directly from members of these communities that were affected who have banded together to fight to protect their ancestral land from development. So, you know, the interviews will be both in Malay and English, in Bahasa and English. So that's, you know, plurilingualism to the fore.
It's a beautiful word.
Yes. Yes, and if you have any thoughts you want to share along the, you know, do well we revisit these shows, you can tweet us at BFM Radio, you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can also call us at 03-773-2900.
So, a look at our first story. So last year, I'm sure you will all remember some major headlines when the Minister of Health announced that the government will be looking at decriminalizing drug use. And this is really a big move towards ensuring that drug use can be addressed as a public health problem rather than a criminal one.
Yes, you know, because the war on drugs has clearly failed. You know, decades of governments taking the zero tolerance approach has only succeeded in driving drug users underground, depriving them of health services and, you know, just increasing risky behaviours like, you know, the sharing of needles, of course. And it has also contributed to increased crime, violence and corruption within society.
Yep. Yeah, and it's tempting to label drug users as criminals and blame all of society's ills on them, but we so rarely get to hear from them, you know, to hear their voices, their stories. They could just be people going through difficult times and battling an addiction, or they could have just experimented or used drugs a handful of times, but because of the harsh laws in Malaysia, they have to put up with a lifelong criminal record.
Yeah. So back in June 2018, in conjunction with the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, we discussed the importance of decriminalizing drug use on our Health and Living show. And there we had senior executive from the Malaysian AIDS Council, Harriety Jonet, who came on and she opened up about her own drug use and she gave us some insights into how drug users are marginalized. Here's a clip from that show where she shared about her history of drug use.
Yeah, to be exact, I'm a former drug dependent for 20 years. I've been using, at that time, I've been using all kind of drugs. I mean, being without any information of drugs and its effects, I've been in that, in the cycle that I told you earlier, that I've been in prison for 2 times. I've been in two of the ADKs rehab centers, and after 20 years, and there's one time, I don't know how it happened, I tried to stop using. What if I try? And it turns out I can do it. Mm-hmm. Up until now, I didn't really totally stop. I use drugs whenever I feel I wanted to use, as an occasional drug use. Okay. Yeah.
Can I ask what pushed you into that cycle?
What pushed me into that cycle? That is the thing that I explained earlier. I have my own reason of why I use drugs and get into addiction phase, where I think at that time I feel that I'm not wanted. I mean, my family ignore me, but actually it's not that. I assume it myself. And up until now, I understand why I use drug at that time and I become addicted, because I become deeper and deeper to the addiction, where I need the drugs more than whatever I have before I use drugs. So to understand that you need different sets of support or a system itself, where I manage to get out from my addiction, and I can work from the grassroots level, where I work as an outreach worker, and then later as a program manager for Needle Sharing Exchange Program in Perak. And now I'm an advocacy officer and the chief project, where the project is to advocate fundings, HIV financing for people, for all key populations in Malaysia.
So that's a powerful testimony to the fact that drug users can be productive members of society and, you know, should be given every opportunity to reintegrate in society.
Mm, yeah, but too often the stigma of being labelled as a drug addict is a lifelong one, especially when you have a criminal record. If just for possession of a small amount, you know, that having that stigma means you're shunned from society, you're unable to study or work, and really this just perpetuates a vicious cycle of hopelessness.
And let's not forget that drug possession in Malaysia is still a crime that carries the death penalty.
Mm-hmm. And the argument for incarceration is that harsh punishment is needed to deter drug users from repeating their so-called offences. But Hariati shared with us the reality. You know, not only does imprisonment not serve as a deterrent, it even leads you further into addiction.
I was sentenced to prison because I have small possessions of drugs, where I need to sell the drugs to support my drug use at that very time. And there's actually no lessons learned except for being more rebels, where I can tell you that there's a group of people who are with the same background with me in the prisons, and they have more experience in sellings, and that creates me ideas of, okay, what next? Mm-hmm. When I go back, what will I do to support my drug use? So after I was released from the prison, I don't even take my step to my hometown. In fact, I straight go back to the place where I was caught and start using, and I become a bigger seller, a bigger drug dealer, just because of I feel rebel. I'm not supposed to be treated like that, and this is what I do,
right,
just because of that.
So the hardline approach of detention and forced rehabilitation has not shown evidence of reducing drug use, and the rate of recidivism is very high. So if you just look at some numbers, in 2018, the National Anti-Drugs Agency recorded more than 17,400 new cases, and 30% of those were relapse cases.
And on top of that, drug users are afraid to come forward to seek medical services for addiction treatment because they fear that, you know, if they do, they will be arrested and charged. So Hariati also shared about this as well.
To be open about your drug use, no way, because it's illegal. When it's illegal, so people use drugs in a very close place, they simply can use drugs maybe in a disco without anyone knowing. So when the legal or criminal justice is being harsh to them, making them more fear to seek help, mm-hmm. where if we are openly talking about if we can openly talking about the drug use, I personally can assure that more people will seek help if they feel they are in need of help.
So we're making some strides in drug policy reform, though. One progressive move by the Malaysian government was to introduce harm reduction way back in 2005 under the Ministry of Health. And this covers the methadone maintenance therapy as well as the needle syringe exchange program. And these initiatives have really gone a long way in ensuring that risky behaviours are reduced.
And, you know, decriminalising drug use will further reduce the stigma as well. And we'll definitely be keeping tabs on the government's progress in this area. And, you know, hope that 2020 is the year that we can see more support for drug users rather than just punishment.
Mm. And on that note, you can listen to the full interview with Hariati, where she also was on together with Professor Dato Dr. Adiba Kamarul Zaman and Samantha Chong, a lawyer. And you can search for that podcast, Support Don't Punish, on our app or on our website. We will go for a break now. Remember, it's World Radio Day today. We're discussing the theme of diversity and plurilingualism. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back with our second story on that theme. If you have any thoughts, tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or call us 03-7733-2900. Here's Rodriguez with Sugarman, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.